different things inspire me to do these devotionals. Sometimes it's on a walk that I'm on, and sometimes it's a scripture that I'm reading, and then sometimes it's a song that I'm listening to that just strikes me in a certain way. And what I try to do when that strikes me is to be in tune with God and saying, God, what do you want me to communicate here? And how can I communicate this to other people? Because what moves me will hopefully in some way move you closer to God. So today we're going to talk about a song that I heard recently and that I'm excited to share this devotional with. By the way, I'm Tom Pounder. I'm the online campus pastor here at New Life Christian Church. And I grew up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I was born in 75, so you can calculate my age based on that. I was born in 75, and growing up in the 80s, I wasn't really into music so much in the early 80s. I don't know why that was, but you know, we all loved Michael Jackson. We all loved pop, and we got into a little bit of hip-hop and rap a little bit towards the late 80s and whatnot. But in the 90s, a new wave of music came about, and it was the grunge scene. And you know, it's kind of like one of these things where you're wearing undershirts and that. You got the flannel shirts, you got the combat boots, you got the long hair. That was when I was in my high school years, and the grunge scene just took over America. If you were there during the early 90s, definitely put it in the comment section below. I would love to hear what your thoughts were on the grunge scene. But I grew up then from there on in my kind of formative teenage years and the college years, really listening to a lot of Pearl Jam and Nirvana and Soundgarden and a lot of that. And I really felt like I and a lot of other Gen Xers, that's what I am, I'm a Gen Xer, could really identify with the angst that came out of grunge music. There was a lot of angst there that we were experiencing and that these writers of these songs were really communicating for us. And so I know that every song that is ever written is not written specifically with your ideas, but every song that's written, I feel like people can identify with in some manner, shape, or form, even if it's not what the writer's intention was. I feel like people can take a song and really apply it in their situation. I think that's why Taylor Swift is so popular now, is that she writes songs that are so identifiable for girls right now in the experiences that they are going through. Taylor Swift writes for teenage girls and young girls and millennial girls because her experiences are what they're experiencing. And so they can really identify with it. But I was identifying with grunge music, Eddie Vedder, Kurt Cobain, and a bunch of other people. And recently, Pearl Jam, they still play, and they just released a new album. It's called Dark Matter. And one of the songs is called Wreckage. Now, again, I do not know what the Pearl Jam team was thinking about when they were writing this song, but I quickly identified with it because it talked about people who are combing through the wreckage of their lives. And if you're like me, who's in their late 40s right now, or early 50s, or even if you're in your 30s, you can look back in your life right now and think, man, I wrecked my life. There were some things that I did that, gosh, I should not have done. And I made a wreck of things. I did some things that I'm not proud of. And even me, I can reflect on my life and just say, while there was no major sinful, crazy things that happened, I can look back on my life and think there was a period of time where I felt like I contributed to the wreckage of my life. And because of the wreckage of my life, other lives were impacted as well. And that's never a good feeling to have, for you to look back on your life and say, God, I made a wreck of things. I'm not proud of those things. And I thought, where's the hope in that? And I'm listening to the song and the guy's just talking about combing through the wreckage of your life, combing through the wreckage and holding on, holding out, combing through the wreckage of your life. And I just think, like, if we live in that moment where we're just combing through that wreckage, and we're just constantly reflecting on the life we missed out on because of the mistakes we made, we miss out on the hope of Jesus that is before us. So you may have done some pretty messed up things in your life, but what I love about it is that there's always hope in Jesus. Remember in John chapter 8, when the adulterous woman was caught in the act of adultery, and the men bring this woman to Jesus and say, hey, this girl's caught in adultery. We don't know where the guy is. We don't care about the guy. the girl. We're just going to bring the girl. That's weird to begin with as well. That they just bring the girl there and not the guy. But they say, hey, we should stone this girl because that's what the law says. And Jesus just ignores them. And he says, hey, listen, if you're without sin in your life, you can throw the first stone. Do it. Stone. The law says it. Stone it. And everybody left because they knew that they had sinned. And they knew that they had caused wreckage in their life as well. And so it wraps up with John chapter 8, verse 11. It says this. Jesus asks, hey, where are they? Is no one there to condemn you? And she said, no one, sir. And he says, neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. From now on, do not sin anymore. In fact, other versions of this says, go and sin no more. Jesus didn't heap crap on her. Jesus didn't condemn her right there. He just said, I forgive you. Go and leave your life with sin. Go and sin no more. Move on from this wreckage. This girl's life could have ended right then and there. But Jesus said no. He gave her hope. He gave her something that she wasn't. She didn't have to live in that wreckage anymore. There was hope found in Jesus. And then I think, while, yes, there is hope found in Jesus, I think how do we, on the outside looking in on the messes that people are doing, how do we respond to that? Like, how do we respond to those people? Like, for instance, I went through a divorce, and that was just something I'm not proud of. I grew a lot from that. I felt like God showed me a lot from that. But it's not something I'm proud of. I look back on that. That's wreckage in my life. That's wreckage in my daughter's life. That's wreckage in other people's lives. And I know that there were people who actually pointed fingers at me and said, Tom, you're not fit to be a minister anymore. That's what some people said to me. You're not fit to do this anymore. You can't do this. You've got wreckage in your life. You're not fit anymore. And that was hurtful. But while I had some of those voices in me, I'm so grateful for the voices of others that God used to minister to me, that God used to encourage me, that they walked alongside of me while I was going through this terrible mess. They were there to encourage me to walk alongside of me. And I'm always reminded of that story in the Bible. It's found in Matthew chapter 24. It's a longer story, but where Jesus said, hey, where were you when I needed something to eat? Where were you when I needed some to get out of prison, or when I was in prison, or where, when I was alone? Where were you? And people were like, well, we didn't see you. We didn't see you in there. And Jesus says, truly I tell you, this is verse 40. Truly I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. So that when you see someone who is hurting, you see someone who's going through wreckage in their life in that moment, when you see someone, are you condemning them or are you caring for them? Let me say that again. When you see someone going through the wreckage in their life, are you condemning them or are you caring for them? Remember what Jesus said? I don't condemn you. Go and leave your life with sin. What we need to do while people are going through wreckage, it may be hard and it may be controversial. There's a lot of sin out there that people have that, I mean, you stand beside them, it's going to be controversial. But the reality is we have to separate, I know it sounds kind of weird, but we have to separate sin from the person. We have to care for the person. The sin, the wreckage that someone caused in someone's life and other people's lives, that is can be unexcusable. And they need, that person needs to go before the Lord and ask for forgiveness. But what you need to do is separate that from the person. And how can you care for the person? How can you walk alongside of life with that person? I love what Paul says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. It says this, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Hey, care for those people that are going through that hard time, going through the wreckage in their life. So today, I just want to encourage you. You might be right now sitting and saying, man, I caused a lot of wreckage in my life. What am I going to do? I want you to know that there's hope in Jesus. Jesus tells you, go and leave your life with sin and sin no more. And if you need someone to walk alongside of you, talk to me. Talk to me. Email me, tomp@newlife.church. I would love to walk with you as you go through that, because people walk through it with me. But then also, if you're looking at other people and they're going through the wreckage of your life, I want to encourage you, how can you not condemn them, but care for them. How can you care for them and show them the love of Christ? They're going to remember that because I did. Years ago, again, when I was going through my divorce, I remember the people who cared for me. And it was just such a ministry to me. It was such a moment that I needed so that I can go and go where I needed to be and where God wanted me to be. So today, remember, there's hope in Christ. And let's care for those who really need it right now. God's going to use you in a big way. And there is hope in Jesus. Just we have to go and extend ourselves so that people can get through that wreckage, whether it's you personally or others that you know. If you got thoughts, if you got questions, I would love to talk to you a little bit more. You can put it in the comment section below or email me at tompe@newlife.church. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for bringing us through any wreckage that we have in our life. That as we reflect in our life, that we would not worry about the crap that we did, but we know that there's hope in you. And that if we go and turn our lives to you, you will give us hope and you will give us freedom in that love. And also I pray that as we're listening to this video, that if there's people in our lives right now that we need to care for, help us care for them right now and treat them the way that you would treat them and care for them the way that you would care for them. We thank you and praise your name. It's your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for being with me, everyone, today. I pray that you have a blessed rest of your day.